From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Hurricane Irma is now a Category 4 storm and has slammed ashore at Key West, Florida, early Sunday with whirling winds and pounding rain, leaving behind a trail of destruction across fragile Caribbean islands. And VOA reporter Tobias Hassell has been hunkered down in a Miami hotel and says although the brunt of the storm isn't expected there until late this evening, he's already seeing and feeling its effects. Outside his window, he says there's debris everywhere and even a traffic signal on the ground. Crossing the Caribbean, Irma left at least 25 people dead and catastrophic destruction everywhere. Among the islands hardest hit was Barbuda, which was virtually flattened. And one woman in neighboring Antigua, arriving back in London, talked about the destruction there. Back in Florida, where nearly 7 million people were asked to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma's landfall, the highest sustained winds are now about 210 kilometers per hour. The death toll from the massive earthquake that struck Mexico Thursday night has risen to at least 90 after emergency services in the southern state of Oaxaca said late on Saturday there had been 71 confirmed fatalities in that state alone. At least 15 people died in neighboring state of Chiapas, that's according to local authorities, while another 4 deaths have been blamed on confirmed in Tabasco in the north. The 8.1 magnitude quake that struck off the coast of Chiapas on Thursday was stronger than a devastating 1985 trembler that flattened swaths of Mexico City and killed thousands of people there. This is VOA News.